This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
A new workforce development evaluation tool, part of the National Dairy Farmers Assuring Responsible Management, or FARM program, that's been around a while. And joining us with an update is Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Chris, what is the latest with FARM?
Yes, we continue to develop a new module, one that's focused actually on the workers on the farm as opposed to the cows. The history of the FARM program has been one mostly focused on animal care. That's been the bread and butter, so to speak, of the program. We've also looked at antibiotic stewardship as an important component, and more recently also the issue of environmental stewardship. But there's a new component that we've been developing here in the last year or two having to do with what we call workforce development. We know that a lot of farms have hired labor and that there are labor shortages in a competitive labor market in many places around the country. We also know that farming is an inherently risky business in a lot of ways because there's a lot of physical labor involved. So we want to continue to help farms get better in how they manage the safety and the working practices of their employees so that the farm program broadens its focus beyond just the cows on the farm.
So tell us about this new tool that FARM has implemented.
Yes, so this new workforce development tool is really an on-farm evaluation tool that farm program participants can choose voluntarily to use on their operations. It's meant to help farmers learn about human resources and hiring and safety management, identify which practices will be the most applicable and useful on their own farms, and also to help them benchmark and track their progress over time. And a lot of this, of course, is designed to help farmers become better employers, but also then to help us tell a story to our dairy buyers, including customers, because there is a lot more interest these days on the conditions on dairy farms as well as other agricultural operations. And while the focus historically has been on the conditions for cows and other livestock, we also have to keep in mind the human element of this and to make certain that we're doing right by our employees.
We talk about workers and ag labor. It sounds like there has been some progress made recently in Washington.
Yes, so we continue to work here on Capitol Hill to improve and reform the immigration laws that will allow agricultural employers a legal resource that they can use. Right now, we're anticipating that the Senate will introduce a bill this spring containing changes to the H-2A visa program so that it can be used by dairy farmers. And it would also, this legislation, deal with the current workforce that dairy farms and other ag employers have. So this will be a complement to the House bill that passed Congress last fall. The House bill wasn't perfect, but it was an important first step in the development of ag labor. And so now we need the Senate to take a crack at this issue, and hopefully they can still deal with it here in 2020. That's one reason, Bill, why we have members of our board of directors coming to town next week to go on the Hill and talk to their senators about the urgent need to do something on ag labor here in 2020.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
In a world where people are more skeptical than ever about their news, isn't it nice to know that you can still trust your local farm broadcaster? In a recent study, farm radio was rated almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Join us tomorrow for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.